الله وبركاته. Brothers that are doing the second Jumu'ah are kindly requested to move closer to the minbar, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون إن الذين يغضون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Respected elders and dear listeners, the ayat that we've just recited now, these are the first few verses of Surah Hujurat. Surah Hujurat. It's in the 26th juz. Now this surah, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about in this surah? Inshallah we'll try and, you know, remind ourselves of these verses, inshallah, in today's talk. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as a family, isn't it? When we came to this world, we did not just come on our own, just our own, oneself, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us as a family. We were born to a family. And then, not just one family, all around the world, we've got so many families, mashallah. Right? That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. Now, obviously different families put together, that makes a community, that makes a society. Right? So, in this surah, Suratul Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions very beautifully that how can we live in a society? What should we do in a community? How can we live as a community member? You know, all communities, mashallah, we all want to grow, we all want to flourish. So what are the things that we need to keep in mind in order to flourish? How can we have a good community, a flourishing community, a happy community? And I'm sure we all have heard this word so many times that if you want to have a good community, you need to have unity. So how can we bring that unity up? See, everyone talks about unity. Oh, unity, unity. We need to have that unity. But how can we do it? That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the surah, Surah Al-Hujurat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, you know, communal ethics, social etiquettes, adab, respects, manners, etiquettes. How should we live in a community, having all these things? Now, just to briefly mention the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the surah. See, subhanAllah, Qur'an, the surahs in the Qur'an that we see, right? Right from the beginning of Surah Al-Fatiha, and then Surah Baqarah, and so on. This pattern and this sequence of Qur'an is not just a random one, like just how they put it together. No, it's a mu'ajizah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it like that in front of us, right? That's how it's in front of us. So if we look into the Qur'an, Surah Al-Hujurat, the verses that we recited now, the surah before this, the previous surah, is Surah Al-Fath. And in that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Now, not going to go into the details of it, but just briefly, there was a dream that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw, that he was performing Umrah. So the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, they were going to perform Umrah, but they were not allowed to enter inside Makkatul Mukarramah. Now, all the things happened, and then the treaty was signed up. And when the treaty was being signed, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that, "Oh Ali, come here, I want you to write down this treaty for us." Write down this treaty, and then he is dictating it, and Ali radiallahu anhu is writing it down. So he then says to Ali radiallahu an, that, "Oh Ali, write this down. Muhammad Rasulullah is declaring such and such thing." Muhammad Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah, is declaring this. The treaty is going to be signed up. Now when the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers, when they heard this, they said, "We are not ready to accept this. We don't accept you, na'udhu billah, as a Messenger of Allah. That's our whole dispute in. We're not accepting you as the Rasulullah, na'udhu billah. So that's why we don't want you to write down as Rasulullah. We don't want you to write, you just write down your name, that's it. Don't write down Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah." Subhanallah. Now see the status of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that these people are not ready to recognize you as Rasulullah. I will reveal an ayah in the Quran beginning from Muhammadur Rasulullah. There's an ayah, you know the surah that we just recited, Surah Al-Hujurat, the previous surah, the last ayah of it, the last verse, it begins from Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءَ, and then it carries on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these Quraysh of Makkah, the mushrikeen, they're not ready to accept you as Rasulullah. I will reveal an ayah in the Quran and everyone will recognize you as Rasulullah till the day of Qiyamah. Whoever reads the Quran will recognize you as Rasulullah. So nonetheless, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that. And then in that very same ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the qualities of the Sahaba, the companions. How are they? What qualities do they possess? And one of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it, is رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, meaning they show mercy towards each other. They are merciful towards each other, towards other fellow Muslims, and towards each other they are merciful. رُحَمَاء. Now, this is what we need to create within us as well. Merciful amongst us. Now, how can we do it? So the expansion of the previous ayah, the last ayah of the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it in Surah Al-Hujurat. Now see, that's the connection between this surah and the previous surah. And you find this in all the surahs of the Qur'an. That is the beauty of the Qur'an. See, you know, Qur'an, subhanAllah, Qur'an, the Holy Qur'an is a mu'ajizah. When you try and understand the meaning of the Qur'an, you'll just fall more in love with the Qur'an. You know, it's not like any other book. You know, if you take any other book of this world, right? Any book, if you were to read it once, you won't feel like reading it again. If somebody tells you, read this book again, what would you say? Well, I've already read it. But Qur'an, the Holy Qur'an is such a book, the more you read the Qur'an, the more you'll fall in love in the Qur'an. The more you'll feel interested in learning more about the Qur'an. That is what the Qur'an is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Al-Hujurat, community ethics, social etiquettes. Now, how can we bring that unity? How can we live in a community together? The most important thing is that we all need to know each one's right over us. What's your right on me and what's my right over you? Right? If we fulfill our rights, then obviously we will be able to live in a good community. Our community will flourish. But if I've got the mindset that everyone should fulfill my right, yeah, but I'm not ready to fulfill anyone's right, that's not how community works. Right? So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about. The very first ayah that we recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who have believed, La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasuli. Do not go ahead of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why is Allah teaching us this? See, before anyone's rights comes the rights of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isn't it? Anyone's right that we've got on us, before all of those rights comes the right of Allah and His Messenger. That's right at the top. If we fulfill Allah's rights and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's rights, thereafter we will be fulfilling everyone's rights. But it's not possible that a person does not fulfill Allah and His Prophet and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam's right, and then we expect him that he'll fulfill anyone else's rights. That's not how it's going to be. So Allah says, "Do not go ahead of what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says." What does that mean? You know, there is a background story for this. There was a tribe, a Bedouin group of people that came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were having the discussion amongst themselves. They were saying that, you know what, we think that this is how the matter of religion should be. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should say. This is what the fatwa should be, the verdict should be. Oh, this is our opinion. This is what makes sense to us. So when they were having these kind of discussions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not go ahead of what Allah and His Messenger says. Meaning, if Allah reveal any command, then we have got no right to question that command. That, oh, it should be like this, it shouldn't be like that, it should be like this. No. When Allah tells something, sami'na wa ata'na. We've listened and we obeyed it. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So even in our community, our social etiquettes, if Allah said something, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an instruction, then we are there, we'll follow it. And in a similar manner, we have to follow the instruction and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to show the utmost respect. See, before everyone else's respect comes the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? So, you know, based on this ayah and the next ayah as well, inshallah, in our next talk, we'll also discuss the next few ayats. But I'll just end upon the respect and the honor and the, you know, adab we should have for our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next ayah says that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. That, O you who have believed, do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, obviously, it's a story behind it. We'll look into it next time. But I would just like to mention one thing. See, based on this ayah, the mufassirin and the scholars, they say that this ruling does not just apply when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Medina physically, right? But it applies even today, and it applies to me and you as well. How does it apply? For example, you know, when the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being mentioned, we show that respect. Even to the name, and obviously not just that when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name is called out and we are now listening, but this applies even when, for example, the khutbah is given out or when the azan is called out. We've got the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in it, so we have to show that respect towards that name. Now, the minimum that we should be all doing is that whenever we say or hear the name of Muhammad, we should always say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the bare minimum that we all could do. Yeah, but you know, we need to go ahead than that, and then we need to show the utmost respect. And more so, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us all again and again to Madinatul Munawwara and to ziyarah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we go there, we need to be mindful of this. Unfortunately, I'm sure you all know about this. You know, when we go there, we see many people, they'll be on their phones. Yeah, selfies have been taken, and you'll see so much of noise has been around the rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to be very, very careful, very mindful. You know, it comes about Umar radiallahu an. During the time of Umar radiallahu an, there were two people that were having a discussion in Masjid al-Nabawi. in Madinatul Munawwara. And whilst that discussion was going on, their voices raised. The voices were raised. Umar radiallahu anhu went to both of them and reminded them of this ayah. That don't you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is right here. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that do not raise your voice above the voice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, you know, when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we need to keep this in our mind. We need to show utmost respect and, you know, adab when we are there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to act upon this. Ameen ya rabbal alameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just a couple of minutes inshallah for our sunnah, and then inshallah we'll start our khutbah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alas salah. Hayya 'alal falah. Hayya 'alal falah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al habib al mustafa وعلى آله وصحبه نجوم الهدى قادة التقى أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم أخو المسلم لا يخونه ولا يكذبه ولا يخذله كل المسلم على المسلم حرام عرضه وماله ودمه التقوى هاهنا بحسب امرئ من الشر أن يحقر أخاه المسلم عن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم مثل الجسد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-habib al-mustafa wa ala alihi wa sahbihi nujum al-huda qadat al-tuqa amma ba'd. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب وأفرضهم زيد بن ثابت ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر اللهم أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم اللهم امحو آثارهم وقطع دابرهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الظالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الغاصبين وارزقنا صلاة فيه ونحن أعزاء وأقوياء منتصرين اللهم اجعل القدس الشريف شامخا عزيزا إلى يوم الدين اللهم انصر لإخواننا المسلمين والمستضعفين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم كن لهم معينا ونصيرا اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم اللهم أعنهم ولا تعن عليهم اللهم وحد صفوفهم اللهم فك أسراهم وتقبل شهداءهم برحمتك ومنك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Please straighten yourselves. Ensure there is no gaps in between and our heels are on the line so that the saf can become straight.
Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, Hayya as-salah, hayya as-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah, qad qamat as-salat, qad qamat as-salat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Sawwu sufufakum wa saddu al-khalal. Please wait on yourselves. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى
صحف إبراهيم وموسى.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمدا.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم. اللهم صل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As mentioned a few weeks ago, that inshallah this summer has started, alhamdulillah, a few days, we're trying to create a summer plan, programs and things in the masjid, for which we sent a form out on the group, on the masjid community group, on the WhatsApp group, a form was sent. We've had a few replies, alhamdulillah, around 20 people have responded, but if brothers that are already on the group can respond to the form as soon as possible, and if those that aren't already on the group join the group, I will resend the form. The form shouldn't take more than 2 minutes to fill out. It's an interest form. What interests you? What programs do you want to see from the masjid? Remember, it's a two-way street. We're the facilitators and you are the attendees. It's a two-way street. For us to grow, develop our iman, become spiritually enriched, it requires an input from yourself so we can create a tailored program for yourselves. So a humble request, a polite request, that those that are already on the group, please fill out the form. Those that are not on the group, please join the group and I will resend the form today, inshallah. Jazakallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.